check, 1, 2. That's right, man. The Fat Mac, XXL that is, coming at you live and direct from MacCity.com, the Mac City Limits, my blog spot, my podcast joint, you know what I'm saying? What's up, y'all? We doing another joint, man. We doing another show. This is going to be the last show for motherfucking 2009. Shit, man. So, you know, I got a lot of shit I'm dealing with right now on a personal level. Things that require my attention. But before I take me another brief hiatus, I'm going to drop on in this motherfucker, man, and hit y'all with a little something, man, because, I mean, it's just like, there's things that need to be said, and there's things that need to be done, and, I mean, you know, there's a lot of shit that's just going down around me that's just really irritating the fuck out of me, man, and, you know, and this show today is more so geared towards the ladies, the females out there in the USG, the United States ghetto, man. I'm gonna talk to my females and shit, man, because a lot of females out there is on a paper chase, trying to get their money, you know, they trying to do the gold digger thing, you know, and y'all not doing it right. Y'all not doing it right. Take it from a motherfucking player, man, a motherfucker that's done it all. I have played all roles, you know what I mean, in the game. Pimp, Mac, yes, I have done a little bit of low level whatever, you know what I'm saying, pimping. Not gonna tell on myself, but I've done it all, nigga. Pimping, macking, simping, tricking, player, square, married, family man, nigga, I've done it all. I've seen all aspects and facets of the goddamn game, man. You know what I mean? For real. And goddamn it, I'm good at all of it, motherfucker. So when I sit here and I hit y'all with this motherfucking information, especially you broads, y'all need to sit down, pull out a motherfucking pen, and write this shit down, because y'all fucking up when it comes to goddamn getting money. Really, you fucking up. I mean, it's so true, man, when motherfuckers say that, you know, common sense is not common. That's some real shit, man. Common sense is not common. So today, I'm going to tell y'all a little something when it comes to getting money out of a trick. Okay, females, listen up. When it comes to getting money out of a trick, this is really important. I'm gonna say this slow, and basically me and my partner Tony Dreamer, you know, we talked about this, right? You know, because we're just stunned at some of the stupidity, you know what I mean, that goes around, man, with these females when they actually think they're doing something, when they actually thinking they making moves on a nigga and they ain't doing shit, and shit just blows up in their goddamn face and shit, and they can't understand why they can't get what they want out of a motherfucker. You feel me? And it's real simple. You know what I'm saying? Me and my nigga was kicking this around, and we just like, man, don't these bitches know? Don't these bitches understand? What's the missing ingredient here? Ah, I know you females is like, nigga, shut the fuck up and get to the point. Well, basically, look, this is the secret. All right? Listen to what I'm telling you. Women, if you want to get money out of a nigga, you want to get money out of a trick, this is the secret. You have to make him believe that he's not a trick. Oh, yeah. Believe that shit. You have to make the motherfucker believe that he's not a trick. And you only do that by not treating him like a trick. God damn. Now check this shit out, right? All depends on the type of nigga that you're fucking with. Most niggas, when they tricking, they know they tricking. Okay? So even if you step to a motherfucker and you don't treat him as such, you don't treat him like a trick, he knows he's a trick. But you know what? He appreciates the fact that you don't treat him like a trick. I don't know, maybe I should push rewind on this shit to help you motherfucking help us understand this shit, man. Alright, and I'm going to get to, matter of fact, let me hit y'all with a story, alright, to illustrate my point. Alright, we all know who the side trickster is, my nigga Side Trick John, you know, my stunt dick extraordinaire, who he's in my videos and whatnot. And he has an ongoing love-hate relationship with the white chick Simone, okay? Now, he's known Simone since 2003, right? And, of course, they started their relationship in trick mode, trick status. He would always go over there, trick off his money, get the pussy, then go home. You know what I mean? Go home to his real family, you feel me? And, you know, sometimes he'd drop her off some serious money. And to a female like Simone, like, serious money would be like $100. Or sometimes he could fuck her for nothing more than a bucket of fucking chicken. Or some fucking Newports and a goddamn Budweiser. You understand what I'm saying? So, like I said, since 2003, they still have this relationship in 2009. Now, keep in mind, like I said, this nigga has fucked her while, I mean, well, for just a bucket of goddamn chicken. I know this nigga took her to a park, spread her ass, her fucking thighs open, fucked her on the picnic table at a park, and bought her some KFC. You see what I'm saying? Okay, so now this female, right, she's a stripper. She's stripping. And Simone, if you're listening to this, yes, you're on blast. God damn it. You know what I'm saying? Because you motherfucking, you on some bullshit. You feel me? Well, anyway, this is what I'm saying. This how she plays this nigga, right? Every time something's fucked up in her house, and hold on, let me rewind once again. For the past couple years, she now has a boyfriend. She's always had like a nigga, you know, a nigga that she considered her man, but neither one of them niggas was worth a shit, you know what I mean? And now she got this other cat that she fucking with, and you know, typical nigga, you know, her fucking household is fucked up, it's in shambles. She can't keep the lights on, can't keep the heat on, you know, can't keep food in the house, all this kind of shit. But when all that shit hits the fan, you know, she always calls the side trickster. I'm hungry, I need food, I need help with my lights, and I need you to come over in the middle of the night and help me flip the circuits of my circuit breaker, because I don't know how to work the circuit breaker and all this kind of shit. Now, all the while she's doing all that kind of shit, right, where is her nigga? Where is her man? Where is her boyfriend? She's not bothering that nigga, but she worries Side Trick John. So, the Side Trickster, he's not treating her like a hoe. No, he's not. You know, when she needs help, when she needs this, that, and the other, the things that the boyfriend is supposed to provide, he runs over there, and of course, I know what you're saying. You know, he's stupid for doing that. Of course he's stupid for doing that, especially since she repeatedly treats him like a trick. You know what I mean? But that's neither here nor there, here nor there right now. We got to keep this shit in order, right? So basically, she's always calling him to do boyfriend shit, boyfriend duties, while the nigga that she's really fucking, the nigga that she's really digging, the nigga that fucks her and doesn't drop a dime, he doesn't do shit. All right. Now, keep in mind, like I said, the Side Trickster is not treating her like a hoe. He's not treating her like a whore. Each time she needs something, she needs help, he runs to the rescue. I can't count how many times this nigga has reached in his pocket and actually helped her, you know, like, with shit, without even asking for sex. You feel me? So, now all of a sudden, right, I guess the straw that broke the camel's back is one day my nigga Side Trick John went over her house, you know, it's about maybe 8-9 months ago, and she had this nigga's name tattooed on her leg or whatever, and he got greatly offended by that, you know what I mean, and that was the last straw, and he said, that's it, no more, I've had it, fuck that bitch, I'm not fucking with her no more, I can't do it, you know, bitch, that was the last straw, you feel me? So, now she's calling, you know, she keeps calling him, I need this, and I need that, and I need, you know, same old shit, but he won't do shit for her now, won't do shit, he's keeping it strictly business, you know, if you ain't, you know, putting out, you ain't getting shit, and not only that, he don't want to pay for it anymore, he wants free pussy. Okay? He wants free pussy. But you know what? It should have never even got to this point. If she had some fucking brain cells, all she had to do in the first place was not treat him like a goddamn trick. You know what I mean? Because he knows in the back of his mind that, yes, this is a trick whole relationship, but he don't want to be treated like a trick. You know what I mean? So all she had to do was every now and then break the motherfucker off some free ass or some shit, or call him just to say fucking hi, instead of calling him instead of just picking up the goddamn phone saying, I need some money. You feel me? So that's what I'm saying to you broads, man. Because right now, the broad, she on punishment. She gets nothing out this nigga unless she is basically, I mean, she's doing the whole thing. She is going to put out for the money. You know what I mean? And there's no more freebies, and there's no more of him getting up in the middle of the night to take her here, take her there, do this and do that, all that kind of shit. Because right now, she is sitting in the dark. She has no electricity, but that could have been remedied if she would have treated my nigga just a little bit better, just with a little bit more respect. You know what I'm saying? You know, her nigga definitely ain't getting her goddamn power turned on. No, he doesn't have the means to do that, but the side trickster could. And all she had to do was act right. All she had to do was call the nigga every now and then and say, hi, how's your day? I was just thinking about you. You know what I'm saying? All she had to do was say, hey, what are you doing today? I know that you've probably been busy, whatever, but come on over, get you a little piece before you go home to your wife. You feel me? Shit. That's all she had to do. And so then the next time she calls and be like, oh, my power, my factory, and my gas has been turned off. She wouldn't have had to bend over. She wouldn't have had to suck a dick. All she had to do was just say that bullshit, and the nigga would have ran to the rescue and took care of every goddamn thing. A little kindness goes a long way. Now, this is what boggles my motherfucking mind, man. Look, this broad, she's fucking dancing up in the club. She might make, I don't know, $60, $70 if she's lucky, you know, in the strip club, you know, the whole night she's there, right? Here comes the side trickster. You know, she, matter of fact, she calls him up and says, look, I need to put in some work. What you got for me? Then the nigga, he'll say some shit like, I got $60. She'll be like, that's not enough. Now keep in mind, this is a nigga that she's been knowing since 03. This is a nigga that she done fucked for a bucket of chicken in the goddamn park. And $60 is not enough. He's not even videotaping the shit. He's just flat out just tricking. Just paying for ass. You understand what I'm saying? Do you feel this shit? And $60 is not enough. While she's giving up that shit for free to her nigga who can't keep the lights on and won't keep the motherfucking lights on. And once again, she has known the side trickster for going on fucking 7 years. This ain't no stranger we talking about. These motherfuckers got history. They know each other. But she acting like she too good to fuck this nigga for $60. While in the past, she done fucked this nigga for a bucket of chicken. The fuck is going on here? What's wrong with this picture? What is wrong with this goddamn picture? But no, she'd rather go to the strip club, dance for fucking 7-8 hours, and make $60. Well, all she could have did was go fuck with the side trickster for fucking 20-30 minutes and make it. You're fucking retarded, Simone. And like I said, if you have any apprehension about being nice to a trick because you might give him the wrong idea, trust me, most of these niggas out here, they not trying to wipe you up, okay? All they want is just to have a respectable relationship. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. You treat me right, I treat you right. You know, no need for no drama. No need for no nasty fucking attitude. No need for no bullshit to pop off, okay? You know, hey, Don't treat me like a trick and I won't treat you like a whore. I mean, that's all it is. You know what I'm saying? We just be cordial to each other. Let's be respectable towards each other. So that's what I'm telling y'all, right? Look, a little kindness goes a long way. There's no need to keep it so cut and dry. No need to be so black and white about it and shit. Because, I mean, y'all losing valuable tricks to the females out here that understand the game. You really are. You know, I don't know how many times a female has called me and said, "Where's the side trickster?" And I'm like, shit. Some other female that went and snatched him on up. Fuck. When can I get on with him? Where he at? He ain't fucking with you no more. Shit, he done found somebody else that's treating him right. You know what I mean? That's all it is. The side trickster done found himself a female that don't treat him like a trick. And that's all he asks. You know what I mean? He understands the dynamic of the relationship. He understands what the fuck's going on. He understands what time it really is. But there's no need for you to goddamn just be nasty about the whole situation by literally trying to treat the nigga like he a trick. Because you damn sure don't want the nigga to treat you like a whore, right? Huh? Do you? Well, a lot of y'all might want to do that because, you know, a lot of females is craving that kind of, you know, that degradation. I found that to be true in my travels and shit. But like I'm saying, this shit's just ridiculous. I mean, how you gonna motherfucking clown a nigga you been knowing since 03, acting like you too good to fuck a nigga for free since you been knowing him since 2003? This nigga that came through for you multiple times and dropped you off 40, 50, 60 spots when you and your kids was hungry, made sure that you was warm, all this kind of shit. You got the nerve to turn your nose up at a motherfucker when he want to hit some shit for free? And then you wonder why the motherfucker won't even lift a finger to help your monkey ass now? Shit. Like I said, don't worry about a motherfucker falling in love with you. Most of the cats out here ain't trying to fall in love with you, baby, for real. It's not going down, you know. Shit. I mean, a jump off is a jump off. Shit. Damn. I mean, you ain't trying to fall in love with the nigga, right? Okay. He ain't trying to fall in love with you, but still, there's got to be some respect. Some sort of respect in the relationship. And I know by its nature, a whole situation when you're fucking with a nigga, that's a trick. You know, I know it's hard to respect a nigga that tricks. I understand that, you know, but still, fake it, bitch. You know what I mean? You'll get a lot further. Shit. I'm trying to tell you. You done fuck this nigga for a bucket of chicken, and now you want to act brand new. You won't fuck a nigga for $60. But you fucking this other nigga for free who can't even keep your lights on. But hey, I mean, hey, do what you do. Do you. But what I'm saying is, look, don't act perplexed when, you know, when you call your trick and he won't goddamn give you a dime. Okay? That's what I'm saying. Look, you can play the hard role, boo-boo. All right, yeah. Nah, he ain't my man. That ain't my man. Raekwon, my man. Yeah, okay. Well, Raekwon can be your man, and you and your man can sit over there in the dark freezing, bitch. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You better treat your trick right. That's right, bitch. Mm-hmm. Treat your trick right. God damn. So that's basically the secret. That's my whole rant for today. Man, look. I'm trying to tell y'all females, look, that's the key to goddamn getting the money out your trick. Make him believe that he is not a trick. But deep down in his core, he knows what he is. Believe me, he knows. You know what I mean? Shit, he know what time it is. But shit, he just appreciates the respect factor. That's all it is. Just be respectful about how you're getting down and what you're doing. Right, because like I said, when you're looking at it from the other end, you don't want him to come off at you, you know, like you some sort of slut, some sort of whore bag, right? You don't want that, right? No, you don't want that shit. So why would you think that this nigga, he want to goddamn put up with you acting all funky towards him because he's a trick? and you're treating them like a trick. Treat them like, you know, best friends. Not necessarily a boyfriend, but just on some friend shit. Like I said, call a nigga up. How you doing? How's your day? Hey, I made some apple pie. Would you like a slice? Hey, come on over. Smash on these guts a little bit. You know what I mean? Let me give you a little bit of head. A little free shit can go a long way. You know, I know that's probably against y'all's motto, but like, hey, I'm trying to tell you, you better listen to what I'm telling you. Shit, there's other females out there that's going to snatch up your trick. Shit, and I know a lot of y'all's making a lot of fucking money, right? You know, having multiple tricks. Having, you know, a trick for your phone bill. You got a trick for your water bill. You got a trick for your rent. You got a trick for all kind of shit, right? But and you keep losing your tricks to bitches with better game. Because they just got a better hustle than you, right? Because you just acting all funky and you don't know how to treat a motherfucker. You feel me? Treat your tricks with respect, bitch. Well, that's all I'm gonna say for today. That's my thing, right, man? I got a ton of shit I could say. Well, I don't know. Maybe should I add some more shit onto this, man? Nah. Well, damn it, that's it, man. I'm gonna leave this one alone, man. It's the Fat Mac, goddamn it, the Almighty 3XL coming at you live and direct from MacCity.com. And once again, I implore all you ladies to treat your tricks with some respect. The best way to get money out your trick, right, is to make him believe that he ain't tricking. Make him believe that he is not a trick. You know, like I said, hey, if you can't make him believe he's your boyfriend or just a good old friend or whatever, shit. But in the end, he understands that he knows what his role is. You know, he knows. You know what I mean? So, hey, take it or leave it. You better listen to a motherfucker that know. I know what I'm talking about. Shit, I know what I'm talking about. Shit, all right. Fat Mac, baby, and I'm out.
We'll be right back.